This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. No small part of finding our way through this pandemic is about the logistics of it. Shopping safely and how to do that. Working from home and all that that entails. And schooling the kids. That last one has given rise to something called the Learning Pod, sort of a virus-safe educational and childcare cooperative. Of course, that is a bit too pat because, as Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, getting a pod together can be complicated and expensive.
Nanika Shah is forming an Afrocentric Montessori learning pod for her 2-year-old son and 4 other preschoolers.
I've told people I started a pod and people think it's like, oh, it's so easy. It's actually not that easy.
Shah's had to hire a teacher and deck out a space in her sister's small business in Brooklyn. Now she's dealing with all kinds of details.
From the larger things, such as the space, to even something as small as figuring out, like, what water coolers are we going to use? Like, it takes a lot of energy and time.
She's written contracts for the teacher, with the other parents. She's checked zoning laws and added extra insurance to her homeowner's policy.
So you want to make sure that things are just done accurately. So I definitely took some time to just think about everything.
Doing things accurately is second nature to Shah. She's an attorney. But these types of regulations may not be on other parents' minds, says Adam Scales with the Rutgers Center for Risk and Responsibility, especially for learning pods that employ someone and operate out of homes. One example, to run a business out of your home, you need a rider on your homeowner's insurance.
So if you're running a landscaping business, that's one rate. If you are selling products out of your house, that's a different type of policy.
Learning pods are comparable to daycare centers. Policies for those in homes run a few hundred extra dollars a year to more than $1,000. Scale says running a pod out of your home could result in a lawsuit, and probably not because of COVID-19.
Someone slips and falls. Maybe one child pushes another. Maybe someone gets into the kitchen and gets burned there.
Insurance. Contracts, paying a private teacher tens of thousands of dollars, outfitting a space. The cost just compounds, says LaRue Lewis McCoy, professor of sociology and education at NYU.
And unless you have a lot of discretionary income, what that means is that families are pushed out or families are forced to make decisions where they say, we're going to do this without the insurance. We're going to bend around the rule.
And the rules can be confusing. For example, your home may not be zoned for a learning pod. In fact, says Adam Scales from Rutgers,
I am sure that most of these pods are violating local zoning ordinances.
Because laws vary from municipality to municipality. Punishments can range from a fine to imprisonment. And Scales says if a pod gets insurance but not a zoning variance, the policy won't be valid. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.